New Zealand residents in four COVID-ravaged countries will be barred from coming directly home under a new regime at the border. The rules are a relaxation of the complete travel ban on those arriving from India, but are a much stricter imposition on Pakistan, Brazil and Papua New Guinea. Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
The news out of India is more dire by the day, a country in the grip of COVID-19.
India is being ravaged by a second wave. 314,000 new infections in a single day.
That breaks the global daily record that was set only yesterday.
New Zealand put an urgent suspension on all travel from India about 2 weeks ago. It expires Wednesday night. In its place will be a new regime. New Zealand citizens in India will be allowed back into the country. So will their partners and children. So will any parents of children who are citizens. But for everyone else, including permanent residents, the ban remains.
I don't underestimate how difficult travel restrictions have been for New Zealanders around the world over the last year. This adds another group of people whose travel will potentially be disrupted.
And the new restrictions won't just apply to India. The COVID-19 Response Minister, Chris Hipkins, today outlined a new category of country deemed very high risk. They're countries which have been leaking COVID-19. For every 1,000 people leaving them and then arriving in New Zealand, more than 50 have the virus.
Initially, India, Brazil, Papua New Guinea and Pakistan are the countries that meet this threshold.
The tougher rules are expected to significantly reduce the number of cases making it across the border, an estimated 75% from India alone. The only way New Zealand residents in those four nations will be allowed in is if they first spend 14 days in a lower-risk country, or if they apply for an exception on humanitarian grounds.
I want to stress that this was not an easy decision to make, and we do recognise that this will have a significant impact on a number of people. This decision's been based entirely on a risk assessment, and it will be regularly reviewed.
Paul Patel is the president of New Zealand's Indian Central Association. He says the restrictions are reasonable given the pandemic.
We're not just protecting those that are coming into the country, we're actually protecting managed isolation facilities. That there is a risk at that point there.
Such measures have long been called for by the opposition National Party and by epidemiologists such as Michael Baker. They've advocated for a traffic light system. Professor Baker says that's basically where the government has landed.
We've got the real red zone countries, as mentioned here. If you like, there could be an amber zone, which is the rest of the world. And of course, we've now got a green zone with Australia, where there's quarantine-free travel. This is a huge shift in our policies here for managing risk, and it's a very positive development.
National's COVID-19 spokesperson, Chris Bishop, agrees. He just wishes it came a bit earlier.
The government's kind of belatedly got there. It's a good move. You know, maybe we should have been there, you know, in January rather than late April.
The new regime applies from Thursday on. Next month, the government will provide an update on the process for moving countries in and out of that highest risk category. Atu iti whare parimata, mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko Craig McCulloch ahau.